Fred Film Radio, Turin Film Festival, Italy.
Angela Cerbi, Fred Film Radio from the Torino Film Festival. Here today with Georgina Crischiotti, actress of the film Pity that's in competition this year.
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno. The film you're acting in is really weird. It's a strange film because it's about the happiness of not being happy.
Yes.
Or something like this.
We're strange people.
You are. Yes. You personally or you?
We, in general.
In general. So the story of the film is about this man whose wife is in a hospital in like a kind of a coma situation.
Exactly.
And he at the very beginning of the film, it seems that he's suffering for this. Then while the film goes on, you understand that he really likes it.
Yeah.
It's much happier being unhappy than being happy. And you are playing the neighbor.
Yeah.
And who has a kind of continuous, constant relationship with this man because you kind of look after him from a distance, is it?
Exactly. I bake cake every day, because he has this son, you know, he's very young, and I feel that I must be protective and give tenderness and love to my neighbor that he's in a very difficult situation.
And actually, your character is the only one who has a kind of warmth.
Yeah.
Because he is very cold.
Yeah.
All the film is really cold, the first part of it at least. The kind of shots, the kind of color of the film, the kind of photography is really just to keep you detached. You know, just observing from a distance but not being involved. Your character is the only one who is kind of brings some light into this picture. How was it to work on this set? Because I think that the set must have been funny, because I don't know why I thought it was funny, but it was because the film adds kind of grotesque the further you go, you know? How was to work in your role, even if it's not a very big one, but it's a fundamental one, because you keep the pace. You are the contact with this man to the world.
Oh, wow.
This is what I see.
Thank you.
Tell me if I'm wrong. No.
In a way, yes. Okay, you're right. Well, it was very funny for us because John Drakopoulos, the main character, is a stand-up comedian, you know. So he in the film he has this empty face, but you know that he's very funny, and so I tried not to laugh when I see him. Because I know he's very hot person, you know. He's not cold as it seems in the film.
It's in the film. Listen, where did you shoot the film? Because those places could be anywhere. It's not very it's not very defined.
It's in Athens, in Glyfada. It's a place Athens Riviera. Let's say.
And just one last question for you. How was your impression when you watched the film? Because, you know, I mean, working on a film and then watching the film could be two completely different experiences.
Yeah, for me it was, I was shocked, you know, because we worked for the film before 2.5 years, and I saw it before 3 months, and I totally forgot about the end of the film.
Yeah, exactly. This was why I was asking you.
Yes, my mind just had deleted the end, and when I saw the film, I was like this, oh my God.
No, actually, the end is really shocking.
Yes,
well,
we
cannot tell what the end is.
No.
It would be a waste. But the end is really shocking because the film brings you up to a point where you know that something strange can happen, but not that strange.
Yeah.
That is over
beyond
the top.
And
honestly, it's something that Greek cinema has accustomed us to see, because Greek films are often at these very shocking turning points.
The last years.
Yeah. There is like a typical characteristic of cinema. So did you know about this ending? Well, I mean, this ending was written on the script.
Yes, of course.
I believe. But was it more shocking to watch it than to read it?
Yeah, Exactly.
Exactly.
When I saw it, it was too tough for me. I don't know. Because I'm a person exactly like the neighbor, you know. I bake cakes in my neighbors too.
And, I understand. Well, thank you very much. Thank you to Georgina Cresciotti for having been with us, actress of PT. I'm Angela Cermi for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.